from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's PNP party defends its decision not to accept some potential candidates. St. Lucia's Prime Minister says Barbados's recent talks with the OECD has weakened the region's position. And uproar as one political party in Holland calls for visa requirements for all Dutch Antillians. I'm Rosie Hayes and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica's governing People's National Party, the PNP, has been defending its decision to reject at least five potential election candidates for the forthcoming general elections. Prime Minister PJ Patterson, the PNP's president, revealed on Thursday night that the party wasn't eager to be associated with suspected drug dealers. Those that were rejected have not been named. The General Secretary of the PNP, Maxine Henry-Wilson, told me that in this case, Mr. Patterson and the party were justified to reject the potential candidates.
Since 1993, the party has itself operated a code of conduct. And within that code of conduct are what are the requirements for persons who wish to run for the party. Included in that, there must be of good character and not involved in any criminal activity. And most of all, that they must have integrity. There have been various reasons, but most of them have been related to persons who are alleged, perhaps not in the sense of